Well, there's half those. You know how you buy them ready flat out? They come from the trim, from what I call the trim shop. Well, we had them like that, and we had to turn them over like that and find menders. As you found, saw the menders, you threw them out here, put up a stack. Then you sat and mended them to make them perfect. And if you was a good mender, you made them perfect.
It was called invisible mending, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
That was so that there was no sign of
this. Yes, yes. You couldn't, actually, if you mended them properly, you couldn't see where they'd been mended. But it's like everything else, there's good menders and bad menders. Well, if you're a good mender, you save the firm a lot of money, don't you? Because the girl's perfect. Well, if you're a bad mender, the girl's imperfect, and then that's it, they lose on that. Eventually, of course, and there were stockings. In those days, there was cashmere stockings. Kiddies. And, of course, men's socks are like that, stockings are like that, and you throw them over like that, look from top to bottom. And stack them up in heaps, ready for the men to put on. You do your menders and press them with an iron. And if they're perfect, you put them in. And then the men had them and paired them up. Then a bit later on, we had what I call artificial silk hose. They were terrors. You can imagine ladders in them. You know what I mean, ladders, don't you? Mind you, I like picking those stitches up, but it was bad for your eyes. And some girls, so they wouldn't mend them, they used to pull them so they wouldn't have to mend them, which was a loss to the firm. But in those days, they didn't seem to bother about it.
You say they used to pull them. What did they do?
Well, if you've got a hole in your stocking and there's what I call a ladder going from it, instead of mending it, they put the finger through it and pulled it longer, so it can be mended.
So it wasn't worth mending?
Yes. There's tricks in every trade, isn't there?